it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, 248-539-9797. Venting a little bit here. The Brian Branch thing, I applaud him and I scold him at the same time, but I think it's a product of what happened on Monday night that was out of his control and was out of the Lions' control. The Patrick Mahomes taunt in his face four separate times to go unpunished in this NFL is beyond me. And do I like some of the rulings? No, I don't, but I've seen far less get flagged. And in fact, Kang, who was it that had the video today of Puka Nacua doing the same thing and getting flagged?
The internet.
Okay.
I don't remember. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all right.
The internet. We're going to credit the internet.
But didn't Puka Nacua like flex and point and he got flagged? Patrick Mahomes did four separate things to Brian Branch. No flag.
No. Well, I think that'll change. He'll get fined. But unfortunately, it doesn't happen, in real game time. And if it had, maybe things wouldn't have been as volatile at the end. I don't know. Juju Smith-Schuster is going to get fined for sure for the hit that he had on Brian Branch that went unflagged. If he's not, then the league's unhinged. And it's just clear and obvious that there's a bias if they come out even after the fact and don't do anything.
Let's go to Matt in St. Clair Shores. What's up, Matt?
Hey, boys. Happy Tuesday.
What's up?
Listen, this is just such a dumb thing that Brian Branch did, and it really makes me question whether he's long-term here. If you think about it, he's on an absolute mash unit of a defensive backfield right now. After last year, completely had nobody up in the front. Now there's nobody in the backfield. So the best thing is he misses one game. The worst thing is he's punching a helmet or whatever you want to call it, open fisting helmet. He breaks his hand. He hurts his wrist. Now he's out multiple weeks. What kind of leadership? It's just such a dumb thing for him to do. So it's just very frustrating that, this guy's in line to get a major extension, and this is the kind of stuff that he's doing.
Yeah, but Matt, he's so good as a player. I get it. There's some bonehead mistakes, and this one at the end of the game clearly was. I agree with you. But that's not going to tell me that I shouldn't re-sign this guy or give him an extension, because he is one of the top safeties in the National Football League. And right, there would be 31 other teams would be happy to take him off your hands.
But let's say it's week 16, week 17, right? And we dropped the game in week 7 to Tampa because we didn't have anybody in the defensive back.
No, I got you.
Hobbling.
But I'm not disagreeing with what he did was stupid, because I agree with you 100%. I'm just saying I'm not going to be so punitive as to say that, this incident with a bunch of others that it could result in now his next, thing, whatever happens with him could result in multiple game suspension. I'm not going to say it's not going to cost a team, because it can cost a team, but he's too good. This is one of those things where when people always say, why don't the Lions take a chance on a guy who's got a checkered past or whatever, and they're not going to do that. Well, they've got this guy. There's nothing wrong with him as a person. It's just on the field he makes some questionable mistakes. And the mistakes are physical mistakes that this is the guy that you allow that to happen with. For everybody that clamored to get guys that had the checkered past, what about this guy? Nothing wrong with him. And I love Brian Branch. I want Brian Branch here. I want him here long term. So I don't have a problem with it necessarily. I think it's one of the things you have to put up with. Hopefully you can curtail it and he learns from it. Maybe it's also a heck of a lot easier for me, Doug, to accept this right now. Because I think he is injured, and if he gets suspended for a game, it might do him more good to have this week off, right, going into the bye week.
Kind of needs a break anyway.
Yeah.
Matt on a cell, you're next. What's up, Matt?
What's up? what Brian Brian Branch, didn't he do the same thing last year in a Green Bay game? I don't think he got suspended, but he got fined. Didn't he, like, hit somebody, you know, dirty?
He's gotten fined. He's gotten fined 13 times.
He's the double bird at Green Bay.
Yeah, he's gotten fined 13 times, but this is, I think, only his first suspension.
Now, you know, I live in Detroit, so I do root for the Lions, but I'm from Missouri, so I root for the Chiefs. And this part, Gator, you probably won't like. We'll wave to you guys from the Super Bowl field, all right? And all these fans crying about hits and flags. The Chiefs were just better this week.
That's not an argument against them getting favorable calls. All these fans crying is not an argument against them getting favorable calls.
No, and I will admit, as a Chiefs fan, there are a lot of calls that the Chiefs don't get called on. But I'm not upset about it because it's my team. But, yes, I am one of the Chiefs fans who say, yeah. That.
So you're being critical of people crying about something that you acknowledge is true.
Yeah, I acknowledge it's true, but it doesn't mean that I don't like it, you know, if it helps my team.
Can you understand if you were in Detroit's fans' shoes?
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you be complaining? Really?
Probably not about the taunting calls, because taunting is, there's taunting everywhere. Whether
how about the other 10 calls that didn't go their way? How about the NFL not buzzing down to say the Kelsey catch wasn't a catch? Or how about the holding calls on Aiden Hutchinson? Or how about the crackback block on Brian Branch?
Yeah, but the Chiefs aren't the only team that doesn't get called for stuff.
Yeah,
they just leave the league. You yourself
acknowledged that the Chiefs seem to get the benefit of the doubt. You
right,
acknowledge
and
that. And then you insult Detroit fans for crying for something that you acknowledge is true.
Mahomes is the modern day Tom Brady. When Tom Brady was winning all those times,
yeah, right. And people couldn't stand him outside of the state of Michigan and New England's not a state, but Massachusetts.
You know, the next 10 years it could be the Lions. Everyone would be like, "Oh, we hate Goff. They're winning so much."
That'd be great, but I'm going to tell you right now to call up and complain about people crying, and then you go, "Well, it is true." Doesn't really kind of those two things don't really jive, do they? Let's go to Brian in Rochester. You're next. Hi, Brian.
Hey. For me, this call is just kind of like, you know, it's something the Lions have needed for years and years where, you know, maybe they got disrespected and spit on. But Branch, for me, at the end of that game was like saying, "You're not doing this to us. We will not be disrespected." And we've needed a guy like that for so long. But to Kang's point, no, I don't think – like they're deliberately Taylor Swift calling from the bat phone from the Swift cave saying, "Hey, do this and make the Chiefs win." But there's things that the refs can control throughout the course of the game. Like, just, do you want to call pass interference or don't you? You want to let it slide? Well, they're not letting it slide for the Lions, you know, and they're giving the Chiefs all the holding calls one way or the other. But yeah, Gator, it's like Rat got me on the line. You know, Taylor Swift, if Taylor Swift's calling down, and you can attest to it, Doug, you might not be so familiar, but Vinnie Vincent, okay, he got isolated from Kiss. And it's kind of like he got shunned out, and that's Brian Branch. He probably felt on an island, and he wanted to do something to stand up for not only himself. Right.
You lost me, Brian, because I don't like a Vinnie Vincent Brian Branch comparison. I think I'd say if you had gone Ace Frehley, that might be better. But the you start throwing Vinnie Vincent in there, that was a bad era of Kiss.
What the hell is he talking about?
He maybe wanted a Back for More reference or wanted man if I wanted to keep going with Rat references, but it's okay.
All right. Do you think I'm the only one he lost?
No.
Okay. It's Carson Anderson, 248-539-9797. 97.1 The Ticket.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.